If you were listening to Kootenai Morning last week, you may have heard the big news from the West Kootenai's cultural sector already, but we're going right to the art of the matter today. The Canada Council for the Arts has announced the winners of the 2021 Governor General's Award in Visual and Media Arts. This year, 8 great Canadian artists are being honored in recognition of their exceptional careers and remarkable contribution to the visual and media arts and fine crafts, and among them, the Slocan Valley's own Lin Lu Lin. Lin, a veteran of the nation's visual arts scene, is the recipient of the Sadie Bronfman Award. And Lu Lin is our guest today. Good morning, Lu.
Good morning.
So, sincere congratulations, first and foremost. You've been nominated for this prestigious award multiple times, I heard, before when we were talking off air. So, how many times were you nominated, and what's it like to actually win?
I've been nominated 4 times, and so it's the competition, as you could probably imagine, is quite stiff. And to actually win it it takes some getting used to, because you know, I actually was quite convinced that it wasn't going to happen this year. I thought, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. So it's, maybe I was doing that just to not have too much of a come down, because I'd already been nominated before. But to actually win, yeah, there's a slow reality setting in, like, oh, this really happened. And I think that's being brought home by the number of emails and phone calls that I've had from across the country, just people, you know, in the arts who are just calling and, you know, reconnecting. I feel like my whole artistic life is flashing before me.
Lou, you had you mentioned, so yeah, 4 times that you've been nominated. This kind of speaks to the necessity for artists to remain relentless. You really have got to keep on keeping on as an artist. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's something that I try to convey whenever I get asked to speak to students. And typically, you know, this type of award comes after many years of having a career, so that's that. But typically with artists, they're interested in grants. And grants are an important part of the equation, I'll say that for sure. But there's a case where you cannot get discouraged about grants, because I've had, you know, when BC Arts Council's grants first came on stream, I'd already received 2 Canada Council grants, and I thought that they had them, you know, that the BC Arts Council's grants just had my name on it. I thought, yeah, absolutely. Well, it took, I think, 4 or 5 applications, 5 years before I actually was successful in getting one of those. So that just sort of illustrates that point, you know, that you were asking about vis-a-vis the Gigi Award. Well, there it is again. This type of career is not for the faint of heart. You have to really be committed to and be in it for the long haul.
And you've talked to many students and young people over the years. You're widely regarded for the work you've done to assist artists marketing their work, and you taught professional practices at KSA for 14 years. So an award like this, is this good for business as an artist, or is it just nice to be recognized, or both?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't quite know yet about how it'll translate into the sale of my work. I did have someone inquire about a commission last week, so you know, perhaps there will be some of that. But it is very nice to be recognized. Sort of like, oh, I see. So we'll see. That has yet to be determined what the outcome will be. But right now, I'm just enjoying where I'm at with it.
As Rob mentioned, Lou, you taught professional practices was the name of the course at Kootenai School of the Arts for 14 years. You've delivered over 80 workshops on the subject across Canada. Why is it that artists at times are just not great at something as vital to their profession and their ability to make a living as marketing, promotions, and sales?
Well, I mean, I think it requires a shift on both society's end of the equation and the artists, so that no one's buying into the idea that artists are flakes or artists aren't good at business. You know, artists are very much business people. And so I think that if we're talking about things like grants and exhibitions and, you know, receiving recognition for your work, then you have to be prepared to do business. It's just, it's not that you're going to be discovered. Now, I will say that I think it's important for listeners to note, the artists in the crowd to note, that my whole artistic career developed from the Kootenays. And at times, there were times when I thought, you know, I should be in Vancouver or I should be in Toronto. Well, I wasn't about to do that, realistically. And I think my message is, it can be done from here. You have to be, you know, strong-willed and just keep on pushing the art and keep on embracing the fact that you have to do business. I know I had a young student once, as I was doing my beginning of the year introduction at KSA, and, you know, kind of hyping them up and getting them enthused about this, they said, this fellow said to me, so it's like being a plumber. And I said, it's like being a plumber, exactly, Brody, because you have to promote, you have to be able to get your word out there, and you have to be have the skills to be able to have a conversation and, you know, be able to go to openings and interface with people other than just your peers.
So, Lou, you work with glass and metal and a lot of bronze in particular. There's actually a Netflix show about glass art. What is it about glass art that the people find so fascinating and alluring?
Oh, yeah, that's you're referring to Blown Away.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say. I think that if you take something like textile art or clay, you know, those different mediums are quite well understood. In the case of textiles, very often they're done by relatives in the home, etc. So there's an understanding, and same with clay, etc. But when we get to glass, I think there's a mystery about it. How do you work with it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been sort of a hot interest for people for a number of years since people started having studio practice that would embrace it. And I see that continually. People, there's just not an understanding. If you say glass, they don't quite see how that might be worked. If you say clay, people immediately see a potter's wheel.
Right. So that brings us to the next question. If we were at the studio in Winlaw now, what would we see? You must work with some extremely hot and therefore dangerous materials. Everything's got to be, am I wrong in assuming everything has to be heated up to be molded?
Everything has to be heated up, but I should state that the components that I work with, the glass components are blown in a studio outside of Calgary, because the glass blowing, you know, the art of glass blowing is something that takes years and years to master. One of the people who does the blowing for me is a great big fellow, and he can lift, you know, because we're talking about lifting maybe 10 pounds of glass on the end of a 5-foot pipe,
yeah, right,
out in front of you. And so you have to have some strength. You have to have incredible skill. His partner, Julia, also, you know, she's got the skills. So right now, the way I'm working with glass is I'm designing it and having essentially blanks blown.
Gotcha.
The blanks come back to the studio, and I'm able to cut and grind them and fit them into the bronze. Most of the bronze is cast at a foundry, and typically most artists who work with bronze make the waxes in their studio and send them out to a foundry to be done, because once again, it's a foundry setup is not just something that every artist has in the back of their studio. So again, then all of these components come together. The bronze and the glass comes together into what I had imagined them being, and they're fit together in the studio.
And your sculptures are in public collections around the country and the world. And seeing as we're stuck in our hometowns for the travel bugs amongst us dreaming about jet setting again, what are some of your favorite international galleries that you have visited or would like to visit?
Well, I mean, I was looking at that question, and I thought, lately I've been thinking, oh, I want to go to London again. Because London, there's so much to see in London, and I love London. And, of course, New York.
Yeah.
But we're definitely not going to the United States anytime soon. So for now, the internet is a good substitute.
I think that's how we're all doing our traveling.
Yeah, that's right.
We're speaking with Lou Lin, recipient of the Governor General's Award for Visual and Media Arts. Just a second or two to go here, Lou. Wanted to ask, you're going to receive, along with the rest of the winners, a pretty nice prize, $25,000, and a special edition bronze medallion. Not that you need more bronze, but it's nice to have the medallion in recognition for your work. Any plans for the winnings?
Well, I mean, part of it, they give you it in two parts, and part of it already went into upgrading some equipment in my studio, so my set will probably be ongoing. I mean, really, the studio maintenance it takes a lot of capital to finance it, so undoubtedly that's probably where the most of it will go.
There's some video of portraits on YouTube featuring the artists that have been created in their honor from the Canada Council. And your video was created by local filmmaker Amy Bohegan. So how did you enjoy the process of chronicling what seems like quite a personal process?
Oh, it was really good. I mean, Amy and I had known each other a little bit, but we got up close and personal on this particular project, and I thought that she took a very sensitive approach to the questions that she asked, and several people who know me well said that she got at the heart of the matter, and I believe that's true too. So she did a good job on that one. She's a pro.
She's a fun gal, and she is a pro. She does some great work. You can actually see that video at canadacouncil.ca. Lou, I think we got to run. We're at the end of the program.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Lou, before we go, is there any, if people do want to get in touch with you, where's the best way to do that?
Just go onto my website, loulin.ca, and there's a link to an email.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations again, Lou.
Yes, thanks very much. Bye-bye.
That Winlaw-based artist Lou Lin. Lou is one of eight artists to receive the 2021 Governor General's Award in Visual and Media Art. So you receive the Sadie Bronfman Award. Links to the details and the prestigious award and the video, as Darren mentioned, are at canadacouncil.ca.